Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us today. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Any happy and harmonious community relies upon forgiveness. It isn't an optional extra, but an absolute necessity. However, it's also incredibly hard work, so we need to reflect very carefully upon it. Humans step on one another's toes very easily. In complete innocence, we often do it without meaning to. We say or do things which are obviously right to us, but cause hurt and unhappiness to others. By the same token, people step on our toes and hurt us unintentionally. The only way of coping with this inevitable part of community life is to forgive. This forgiveness rarely needs to be put into words. Saying that you forgive another person for their thoughtless words or actions can easily produce its own problems. God calls us to live with an attitude of forgiveness that graciously and lovingly moves on from the hurt without drawing attention to it. That might be called the relatively easy part of forgiveness. But what do you do with someone who's deliberately gone out of their way to cause you serious harm? Surely justice demands that you settle the score and get your own back. No. God calls us to forgive that too, even when it's incredibly tough to do so. Often it's so tough that the only way in which we can do it is by remembering that that's exactly how God has treated us. Through our own thoughts, words and actions, we have sinned against God, and there's absolutely no reason why he should forgive us. But that's what he's chosen to do. Jesus made it plain that God loves to give his forgiveness to us, but it is conditional. He can only forgive us if we are willing to pass it on to others. That sounds straightforward enough, until we need to forgive someone who's wronged us. It's not an easy journey, but it's God's loving way for all of us. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for your gift of forgiveness to us. Help us to be more generous in sharing your forgiveness with those who have offended us. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.